He'll be your joy that comes in the morning. He'll be your bread when you're hungry. He'll be your water when you're thirsty. He'll be your bridge over troubled water. He'll be your lawyer in a courtroom. He'll be your doctor in a sick room. You ought to let him be your inspiration. You ought to let Christ be your motivation. You ought to let Christ be your justification. You ought to let him be your sanctification. And yes, you ought to let him be your salvation. Can you say amen to that? And you should let him be your glorification. Because he's in a class all by himself. I want to thank all of the participants in our devotional service this morning. A very uplifting devotional service. Amen. We can come and praise our God who brought us through another day's journey. Thank Brother Harris for the beautiful singing he did today. We thank Brother Trey Foster for an excellent reading of the scripture.
Using the mic that we got now.
Thank Brother Brandon for the stellar job he continues to do. Amen. Brother Milton, thank you for that magnificent prayer.
Yeah, what I'm saying. You were saying
that was prayed.
Now,
if you have your personal copy of the world's bestseller, I want to call your attention to the gospel according to Matthew, the chapter 7. I want to begin reading at the 7th verse, Matthew chapter 7, and I want to commence the reading at the 7th verse, Matthew 7, verse 7, chapter 7, verse 7, beginning. You have that, say amen. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. But he that seeketh, and he that seeketh, rather, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things unto them that ask him? This morning, as we rapidly move to the end of another year in our lives, I want to share the second message in a series of messages entitled Three Keys, or Three Profound Keys to a Magnificent Life. Three profound keys to a magnificent life. In this teaching that Jesus is doing, he's teaching on prayer, and you really can't live well without a prayer life. You can try to make it, but you really are not going to do well without a prayer life. We hear people saying from time to time that you ought to stay prayed up. Can you feel that? Amen. And sometimes you hear people say, you know, I'm living today on the prayers of my mother and my father. We need the hope and the help and the healing that comes through prayer. Jesus said men should always pray, not become discouraged. And so it's great power in being able to say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee, because there's no other help I know. Lord, if you withdraw yourself from me, oh, whither shall I go? There is power in praying. Somebody said you ought to use the acronym PUSH. You ought to pray until something happens. And keep praying till you get a breakthrough. Is that all right? Now, on last week, we talked about the first key. And these three keys, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be open unto you, are the three keys to the magnificent life. Now, this asking is important. We talked about asking on last week. We talked about how important it is to know whom to ask and to know what to ask for. You see, you got to know whom to ask. And you've got to know how to ask. And you need to know what to ask for. Now, of course, the rule is, I want to emphasize it, the rule is if you ask, you will receive it. If you ask, good things will be given unto you. That's the rule. But, of course, there are exceptions to the rule. And, of course, we focus on the rule, but we understand the exceptions. Now, I want to look at the second key to a profound and magnificent life, and that second key is seek and ye shall find. Seek and ye shall find. How many believe that? Seek and ye shall find. Now, seeking is more involved than asking. Because seeking involves us to a greater degree of involvement. There's more to seeking than there is to asking. Seeking moves to another level of intensity, while asking is at one level, but seeking is at another level. So you got to learn how to ask, and you must learn how to seek. Is that all right? Because seeking is involved. Now, of course, these three words, ask, seek, knock, denote want, denote loss, and denote earnestness. These three words. And these words, they move from one level of intensity to another level of intensity. So it's very important that we understand the importance of not only asking in your life, but also you've got to understand the importance of seeking. So in this lesson today, we're going to look at the concept of what does it mean to seek, and how that opens the door, how that is a key to a magnificent life. Now, you know one thing about it, you don't need to lose your keys. Hello, lights. You don't want to lose your car keys, do you? Because that can be pretty frustrating, can't it? You lose a key, you put them somewhere, and you forgot where you put them. And then losing your house key is worse than that. Remember one day I was on a hurry trying to go somewhere, and rushing, and went out the door and locked the door, and finally it dawned on me I didn't have my key to get back in. Amen. And you have to deal with that when you find yourself in that particular situation. So three things I want you to see this morning. Number one, I want you to see what you must know what to seek for. That's the first thing. You must know what to seek for. Secondly, you must know where to seek. And finally, you must know how to seek. So three things about seeking. You must know what to seek for. You must know where to seek, and you must know how to seek. Solomon, one of the great leaders of the antiquity, was a great king, and one day he made a request to God, and he asked God to give him an understanding mind and an understanding heart so that he could understand things. And of course, God heard his request, and God opened, as it were, the very windows of heaven and poured out Solomon a blessing of wisdom and understanding that is almost unprecedented. He was regarded and revealed as the wisest man to ever live, or he was at that particular time the wisest man on earth. And people came from all over the world to hear his mind-blowing wisdom. And we are so thankful to God that we have at least some of his most profound and in-depth thoughts and counsel in the Bible today. One thing he did say, he said, of all you're getting, and a lot of stuff folks trying to get, amen. Some folks trying to get the hookup. I wish I had some help here. Some people trying to get this, trying to get that. But Solomon said, in all of your getting, get understanding. No matter where you go in life, you're going to need understanding. It doesn't matter how you go, how high you go in life, you're going to need understanding. Amen? There will never be a point in your life as you live in this world that you will not need understanding. And Solomon said, of all thy getting, get understanding. So we need to understand what it really means to seek. Word seek means to search for. When you're seeking for something, you're searching for it. You could be searching for a person. You could be searching for a place. You could be searching for a thing. To seek means to attempt something. To seek means to strive for something. To seek from a secular standpoint means to endeavor. It means to go about it. It means to desire. Well, Jesus said that all of us need to seek in our lives. It's important that you seek. Amen. But you got to know what to seek for. You ought to be seeking for in your life. You ought to be seeking for valuable and worthwhile things. Is that right? Jesus came into this world and stood up for us that we could have the best in life. Do you believe that? Jesus, not only did he stand up for us, Jesus was hung up for us so that we could have the best and the worthwhile things in life. And at some point in your life, you've got to stand up for yourself. You got to stand up for yourself and demand the best things that life has to offer. But of course, you got to understand what the best things in life are. Because if you don't understand what the best things in life are, the devil will sell you a bogus bill of goods. Is that right? You got to know, if you're going to seek, you got to know what you should be seeking for. Now, in the parable read so beautifully by Brother Trey Foster, unless if you have your Bible, let's go back to Luke chapter 11, because we're going to use some concepts in this particular parable to help us to understand this concept of seeking. So in Luke chapter 11, in the parabolic genius of Jesus. And he was a spiritual genius. He was a master teacher. And in his master teaching, he was talking about prayer. And, you know, the word parable literally means to throw beside. When you are telling a parable, you're using an illustration. You are using one thing to illustrate another thing. So Jesus says in this parable, because they asked him to teach them how to pray, amen. And that's still a good request. Teach me how to pray. How many know how to pray? You got to know how to pray, amen. And he said, teach us how to pray as John taught his disciples. And then, of course, he gave them, and of course, this has been called the Lord's Prayer, but it's really not the Lord's Prayer. It's the disciples' prayer. Because in this prayer, he prayed, forgive us our sins. Jesus had no sins to be forgiven. So this is not the Lord's Prayer. This is the disciples' prayer. But in his teaching them, he told a parable about a friend. He said, which of you shall have a friend? Anybody got friends here this morning? How many friends you shown up have? You got a lot of associates. Now, you'll find out who your real friends are when things get a little tough for you. Yeah, you'll find out then. Let your car get broke down. How many are going to come give you a ride? You'll find out then how many friends you got. Is that all right? But he said, watch this. He said, which of you shall have a friend? Watch this. And go unto him at midnight. That's an unusual time, isn't it? Strange things happen around midnight. At midnight, some folks be creeping. Oh, I wish I shouldn't have said that. Amen. Strange things happen around midnight. And he came to his friend's house. And he said that someone, a friend of mine, has come to me in his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. In other words, Sister Claudia, I can't be hospitable. Somebody's come by my house. I don't have a thing in the house to serve them. We need to get back to hospitality in the church. You know, we done got so busy, and now we ain't got time to be hospitable. Is that all right? And the Bible still says, be careful how you entertain strangers, because you might be entertaining an angel unaware. Is that correct? So the friend came by at midnight, and he made an unusual time, midnight. An unusual request. He asked for 3 loaves of bread. So he knew what he wanted. Now in life, you've got to know what you want. Because if you don't know what you want, how you gonna know when you get it? You got to know what you want. So he came at an unusual time, and he said, friend, lend me 3 loaves. So he's out there at midnight trying to get some bread. He's out there at midnight seeking for bread. Amen. So you've got to know what you want. Do you really know what you really want in life? Something to think about, isn't it? How many really want to go to heaven? I'm asking you, are you seeking after it? You think it's just going to happen? You got to seek after it. Is that right? So he came to his friend, and he knew what he wanted. He wanted 3 loaves of bread. You've got to know what you want. Amen? Now, he understood the value of bread. He understood that bread was important. You've got to understand the value of bread. Do you not know there is some water? How many know how valuable water is? We need water. I need water. Is that right? But do you not know there's some water higher than regular water? There's some water that can do things for you that regular water can't do. This water is called living water. And Jesus said, if you drink this water, you will never thirst again. How many want that kind of water? You've got to seek for that kind of water. And do you not know there is some bread higher than regular bread? It's called the bread of life. It came down from heaven. Now, you might like bread pudding. Hello? You might like cornbread. You might like Mexican cornbread, because I sure do. You might like garlic bread. Anybody in the house? You might like wheat bread. You might like light bread. Phyllis said, no. But the question is, do you know the value of this bread It came down from heaven, church. And if you eat this bread, you will never die. Wow. If you eat this bread, Lord have mercy, Jesus, you will never die. Amen. We bought bread the other day, didn't we, Claudia? We sure did. But that wasn't the bread of life. I bought water, but it wasn't the water of life. You've got to know what you want. How many want this living water? Anybody want living water? How many want the bread of life? If you eat this bread, hallelujah, you will never die. So you've got to know what to seek for. You've got to know what to seek for. Just like asking, you got to know what to ask for. Amen? Now, here's the second idea. You got to know where to seek. You got to know where to seek. Now, of course, this man came to his friend's house because Sunday, he knew it was some bread in that house. You got to, look, if you need a car, don't go to the grocery store. If you need medical attention, don't go to the barber shop or the beauty shop. If you need to buy some clothes, don't go to the whiskey store. Oh, excuse me. You've got to know where to go to get what you need. Amen. You got to know where to go to get what you need. Well, this man went to his friend's house because he was seeking 3 loaves of bread. Amen. And you know, a friend is somebody who will let you have something when you need it. Because friend literally means now. Friend literally means man of my peace, which means the person who looks out for my highest good. Now, how many people do you have in your life who look out for your highest good? Hello? See, a friend will stick with you. There is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Is that all right? So you've got to know what to seek for. You've got to know where to go to get what you need. A lot of people are looking for the right thing in the wrong place. And a lot of people are looking for the wrong thing in the wrong place. So in life, you've got to know, Lord have mercy, you've got to seek in life. You've got to know what to seek. Understand the value and the worthwhileness of things. And then you got to know where to go to get what you need. And that's why this man was at that man's door at midnight knocking on his door, because he was convinced there was some bread inside that house. A lot of people know the value of the church. That's why they won't come to the church. See, when you know what you want, you gotta also want what you need. Hello? Because you can know what you want, but what you want may not necessarily be that which you need. Is that correct? So you've got to want what you need. Amen. So a man came to the man's door at midnight. I want some bread. You got, can you give me 3 loaves of bread? I know it's late. 3 loaves of, man, do you know what time it is? And you asking me for 3 loaves of bread? Jackie out there at midnight hunting bread. Hunting bread because somebody had come to his house on a journey and he had nothing in the house to give him. But now watch this. He knew the value of the bread. He knew where the bread was. Now, a lot of people, how many want the bread of life? How many really know how valuable Christ is to your life? Do you really know? Do you really know? Let me talk a little bit about some of the benefits that Christ has. You see, Christ can offer you things can't nobody else offer. Christ can make you unprecedented offers. Are you listening, church? Because where is the bread of life? Where can I find the bread of life? How many want this bread of life? This bread that came down from heaven, if you eat it, you'll never die. Well, where can I find it? Where can I find this bread? This bread of life is Christ. This bread of life is in Christ. Well, Brother Moss, what do we find in Christ? All spiritual blessings are in Christ Jesus. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in Christ Jesus. Is that all right? Abundant life is in Christ Jesus. Eternal life is in Christ Jesus. Those who seek for glory, honor, immortality, eternal life, Romans 2:7, is in Christ Jesus. Is that all right? But not only that, we have also in Christ, we have the great salvation. It's where? In Christ Jesus. And that's why you ought to want Christ. Every man, every woman, every boy, every girl in here today should want Christ because of what's in Christ. Is that correct? But here's a mistake a lot of people are making. Brother, hit a run over to John 6 and verses 23 through 27. Now, a lot of folks, how many folks during the week find yourself just tired from working so hard? Somebody said, Anybody get tired from just working? Now you work so hard all week and just be wore out. These jobs are very demanding, aren't they? Life is very, life will beat the hope. Life will beat the joy out of you. Life will beat the peace out of you. But you can't let that happen. You can't afford to let that happen, can you? But here's a mistake a lot of people are making. You have it, Brother Hillary? What did it say, brother?
Howbeit, there came other boats from Tiberias nigh unto the place.
Now,
where they
let me set it up for you. Jesus had just fed the folks fish and chips. Okay? And it was good. And you know, if Jesus fed it, it was all right. You think Captain D's got good food. If Jesus served it, you know it was good. Is that right? Have you ever gone to a place and eaten and wanted to go back? The food so good, make your tongue almost slap your brains out. That's good food, ain't it? Read, Brother Hillary.
After that, the Lord had given thanks.
Okay.
When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping and came to Capernaum.
Oh, they came to Capernaum. Come on.
Seeking for Jesus.
They came looking. I mean, how many are looking for Jesus? Are you seeking for Jesus? How many seeking? I mean, not just going to church. How many in here seeking for Jesus? You know, folks go to church for a lot of different reasons. Some go see if there's any fine women in the church. Preach, Moss. Some go to see if there's any eligible dudes in the church. Some go to see what Sally Sue got on. Some go to see what kind of suit they're going to wear this Sunday. But for all kind of reasons. And some go seeking for Jesus. Looking for the Lord. Because, Lord, you're bread when I'm hungry. Lord, you're water when I'm thirsty. Lord, you're a healer when I'm sick. Lord, you are a resurrector when I'm dying. Lord, I need you in my life. And I'm seeking for you. Read, Brother Hillary.
And when they had found him on the other
side,
they said unto him,
Rabbi, that is teacher.
When camest thou here?
When did you come here, Jesus?
Jesus answered them and
said, now watch what he says. Watch what he says very carefully. Watch what he says.
Verily, verily,
I said, truly, truly, he said, you all are making a mistake. You're making a mistake in the way you're living. Here's the mistake you're making. What did he say?
You seek me.
You seek, there it is. We're talking about seeking this morning, right? We're talking about seeking this morning. Is that the second key to a great life? Yes, it is. Knowing what to seek for, knowing where to seek. Is that correct? And knowing how to seek. He said, you seek me. Come on.
Not because you saw the
miracle. Not because you saw a miracle.
But because you did eat of the loaves.
But because you ate the loaves
and were filled.
In other words, it should have blown your mind that I could take 2 feet and 5 loaves of bread and feed a multitude. That should have just blown your mind. You should have been thinking about that. Well, who kind of man is this? But the only reason you came back, just like on some Sundays when the folks know you're going to feed, you got a full church. Hello, lights. Yeah, we having dinner on the first Sunday. You going to come? Y'all having dinner? What y'all going to have? We're going to have a macaroni and cheese, cornbread and rolls, and ham hocks. Neck bone and oxtails, chicken wing and hot wings. Well, we couldn't get them in here. We're going to do all that. And don't you announce it and say it's free. Is that all right? Amen. Come on right here. Let's do this. What does it say?
Labor not for the meat.
So Jesus says, listen.
Labor.
Don't exhaust yourself. Don't fatigue yourself working on a job. Listen to me. And that's the bulk of how you spend your energy. And you got no energy left to seek for Christ. Labor not for the meat which perishes.
But, that meat which
but there's some higher meat. There's some higher food. You ought to be after that. Amen. For the bread that what? Endures.
For what meat which endureth unto everlasting
life? It endures unto everlasting life. Look, how are you using your life force? How much energy do you have every day? How early do you get up? How hard do you work? How late do you stay up? And that's all right. But are you working yourself so and you're not seeking for the bread that endures? Brother Hill, you have the NIV? Read verse 26 and 27 for the NIV. I think this will give us even more clarity on the particular passage. What does it say? John 6, 27, 26 and 27. Let's see what it says. What does it say, my brother?
Jesus answered.
I tell you the truth.
You are looking for me.
Not
because you saw miracles.
How many are looking for Jesus today because they want eternal life? How many are looking for Jesus today because you want abundant life? Amen. Come on, Brother Hillary.
Not because you saw miraculous
signs. Not because you saw miraculous signs.
Because you ate the loaves.
Because you ate the loaves.
And had your fill.
And you were full. You ate and you were full. Come on.
Do not work for food.
But don't work for food.
That spoils.
That spoils.
But for food that
in other words, don't do all your seeking for stuff. You got to leave.
Amen.
I don't care how big your house is, one day you got to leave it. I don't care how fine your car is, one day you got to leave it. Remember, a guy was so low down and mean to his wife, wouldn't let her, he was a Cadillac owner, and wouldn't let her drive the car. One day he messed around and died. I saw her coming around the corner in the car. Coming around the corner in the car. You know why? Because he left it. So I ask you a question. Are you weighing yourself out? Let's say you're in school. You're studying. You're working hard. You're getting ahead. Your career is blowing up. And you ain't got time to seek for Christ. This year's about gone. Amen. Do you have time to seek for the Christ? Do you know he's got all spiritual blessings? Do you know all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge are in him? Do you know that abundant life is in Christ? Do you know that eternal life is in Christ? Do you know that the great salvation is in Christ? Do you know that there's a peace that passes all understanding in Christ? You can't find it nowhere else. Do you know that in Christ there is a love that surpasses knowledge? You can't find it anywhere else. It's in Christ. You say you're working yourself to death. And I know we got to work. We understand that. But don't fatigue yourself. Don't work yourself so you ain't got time to seek Christ. Because if you do, you'll never really live on the highest level. Is that right? Finish that, my brother.
But for food that endures to eternal
But for
life.
Food, you need some food that's going to last you forever. Hello? You need some food that, are you seeking the food that's going to last you forever? Now here's the final point this morning. You got to know how to seek. What to seek, where to seek, how to seek. Three wise men. The Magi, the astrologers, saw a star in the east. They followed the star. They were students of heavenly bodies, astronomers. That star led them to the Christ child. They were seeking for him that was born King of the Jews. And so they followed that star until they found him. When they found the Christ child, they brought gifts of myrrh and frankincense and gold. And they fell down and they worshiped the Christ child. They were seeking for Christ. And wise men are still looking for Christ. Amen. In Acts chapter 17, verse 11, the Bereans were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind. Watch this. And they searched the scriptures daily. How many opened the Bible during the course of a week? And I know now we live in a high-tech world. You ain't got to open the Bible. You got it on your phone, don't you? I see y'all. And sometimes, everywhere you go, you see folks can't even talk to you. They're doing this here. How you doing? Hey, how you doing? We so high tech and so, you know, so hooked up to the internet. We got GPS on our phone. We got the internet on our phones. And we're seeking stuff. During the course of a week, listen to the Tom Joyner Munster, the Michael Bazin show. Hello, Hannity and Hannity now, not Holmes no more. Bill O'Reilly. All these things, but during the course of a week, do you have time to seek the scriptures or search in the scriptures? You mean tell me you so busy you ain't got time to search the scriptures? child, I ain't got time. Well, child, do you have time to die? You'll take time to die, child. Is that right? Here's what the wise man said. Listen to what he said. Listen to the wise man. He said, if you will cry after knowledge, if you will lift up your voice for understanding, if you will seek for her as silver, if you will search for her as hidden treasures, then you shall find the fear of the Lord. And you will understand the knowledge of God. But you gotta, the wise man said, you got to cry after knowledge. You got to lift up your voice for understanding. You've got to seek for her as silver. And you've got to search for her as hidden treasure. A few years ago, some of y'all remember, I got a call from a preacher in the city. He told me Mercedes, down where Whitney lived, was hiring and was starting you off with $70,000 a year with full benefits. And they said, if you're interested in the job, be at such and such church. I won't put the brother on Front Street. I won't call him out again, bro. Be at such and such church at 7 o'clock tomorrow. Well, 7 o'clock rolled around. It was standing room only. And they found out the man didn't even have no jobs. And yet all those folks came seeking and searching for an opportunity to work for Mercedes. Because people can see the value of that. But can I go a little deeper? I'm about to close. Can I go a little deeper? 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 I can't hear no. Now this is worth the price of admission right here. Sometime in life, you are seeking for things. Listen to me. And you get it right away. Now, I think perhaps somebody is frustrated today because you've been seeking and searching for a certain thing and you ain't got it yet. Anybody feeling me on this? Now, watch this. There was a woman in the Bible who had an issue of blood. She had a sickness. She was seeking for healing, searching for it. She spent and exhausted all of her money and still didn't find it. In her seventh year, Brother West, she was searching and she still didn't find it. In her eighth year, she was seeking and searching, and she still didn't find it. In her ninth year, she was seeking and searching, and she still didn't find it. And she only found it in her 12th year. Are you listening? She seek and search. You see, we want it right now, or we think we ain't gonna have it. It may not be coming right now. You know, I began a writing ministry 17 years ago. thought I was going to blow up. Didn't happen. Ain't happened. Ain't happened. And maybe God is showing me something. Well, what if it had blowed up? Maybe I've been beside myself. You see, delay doesn't mean denial. Just because you don't have it now doesn't mean you're not going to get it. You better hear that. Because if we can't have it right now, I ordered a product out of California. And I didn't want to wait. I sent it overnight. And well, when I got it, it was the wrong thing. So Sister Blanche said, I made a long distance call to California with a customer complaint. I said, look, man. I was talking to him rough, Marilyn. This ain't what I ordered. Well, sir, do you have the product? Yeah, I got the product number right here. I'll give it to you. Man, I don't spend extra money. What about that? But Milton, I wanted it, and I wanted it right now, R-A-T. But guess what, Jay? I still didn't get it. But he did say, well, Mr. Moss, what we'll do, we will refund your money, and also we will refund the overnight expense. Well, thank you very much. You have a good day too here. What do you say? I'm saying that in seeking some things you really want, God is saying, not right now. There was another woman, over for 18 years, couldn't know how to lift herself. 18 years, kept seeking, 18 years, she kept searching. 18 years, she kept going out there. 18 years, and it didn't happen. One day, she walked into the synagogue, bent over, couldn't lift up. Jesus saw her, called her to him, and said, you've been bound for 18 years by Satan. Today, woman, thou art loosed. Is that all right? It's time now for you to find what you've been seeking for. I'm telling you, as I close, don't think just because it hadn't arrived, it's not coming. Don't think just because it hadn't arrived, it's not coming. But you've got to know how to seek. Number one, God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You ain't gonna find God half looking for him. You only find God when you look for him with your whole heart. Is that all right? Jeremiah said, you shall seek for me. This is God speaking through Jeremiah. You shall seek for me, and you shall find me when you seek for me with your whole heart. God said, you can find me. You can have me. But you got to look for me. If you look for me the way I tell you, you're going to find me. May not come when you want him. But he's always right on time. He's an on-time God. Amen? Yes, he is. And so he says, seek first the kingdom. Will you seek the kingdom first in 2013 if the Lord bless you to see it? Will you put the kingdom first in your seeking and your searching? Amen. Is that all right? Like sometimes we see people when a sporting event is taking place, and as I close, they will camp out, or even, you know, even when Black Friday comes. Hello, lights. Or even the Tom Joyner morning show, the classic weekend. Preach, Moss. Folks get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go to the Tom Joyner morning show. And yet, can't be in the house of God at 9 a.m. Seek first the kingdom and its righteousness, and I'll give you all the stuff you need. That's the key to a magnificent life. I'm closing now. I'm going to my seat. But I'm so glad today that Jesus Christ is a genius. Can you say amen to that? He gives us parabolic messages or masterpieces. Tells me how I ought to be seeking in my life. Is that all right? Somebody said, oh, that I could find him. And somebody said, seek for the Lord early and you will find him. Is that all right? Jesus says, if you seek for me with your whole heart, you're going to find me. Jesus says, if you seek for me diligently, I'm going to reward you. Is that all right? Because if you seek, you shall find. Is that all right? And if you seek in Christ, all of the spiritual blessings are in Christ. Is that all right? Abundant life. Thank you, Jesus, is in Christ. Eternal life, thank you, Lord, is in Christ. Joy, thank you, Lord, is in Christ. Peace is in Christ. Is that all right? Hope is in Christ. Is that all right? Can't nobody do me like Christ. Is that all right? You don't have to be a geologist to know that Christ is the rock of ages. You don't have to be an astronomer to know Christ is the D star of eternal hope. You don't have to be an electrician to know Christ is the light of the world. Is that all right? You don't have to be a florist to know that Jesus is the lily of the valley. He's a bright and the morning star. Is that all right? You don't have to be a baker to know he is the bread of life. You don't have to be a musician to know he is the harmonizer of all life discourse. Is that all right? Can't nobody. I gotta say it one more time. Can't nobody do me like Christ. I'll tell you, it's Christ. Christ, Christ, Christ. Christ for the young black girl who's with child. It's Christ. Christ, Christ, Christ. The gangbanger is Christ, Christ, Christ. Is that all right? The person who just lost their job is Christ, Christ, Christ. Is that all right? The person who just lost your house is Christ, Christ, Christ. The person who just lost your health is Christ, Christ, Christ. Is that all right? The person just lost your spouse is Christ, Christ, Christ. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground ain't nothing but sinking sand. Would you stand, please? That's the message. That's the message. You ought to say yes to Jesus. Will anybody say yes to Jesus today? You ought to say yes to eternal life. How many want eternal life today? You ought to say yes to the abundant life. Because Christ, by death, burial, and resurrection, has brought about a new covenant and a new creation. Is that all right? And by being baptized into Christ, you find Christ. And Christ finds you. Because as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Isn't Christ what this whole season is about? You can't say Christmas without Christ. You can't even say Christian without Christ. It's all about Christ. Isn't that right? If you're here today, I urge you to say yes to Christ. Say yes to eternal life. Say yes to the abundant life. And I'll tell you, you will be so glad that you did. Can anybody say this morning, Christ is the best thing that ever happened to me? He's the best thing. And I want to be ready when Jesus comes. Or as Brother Milton said today, when you die, the world ends for you. When you die, that's the end of the world. As far as you're concerned, is that right? So I want to be ready either when the Lord comes back or if he calls me home. I want to be ready. Amen. Oh, Jesus, darling Jesus, how I love, how I love to call your name. They call him Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Every day, Lord, I know your name. They call him Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. How I love, how I love to call your name. They call him Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Every day now, I know you. Listen, trouble was around me, Lord. I didn't have to despair. When I needed you, Jesus, you said you always be right there. Well, sometimes in the morning, sometimes late at night, when I needed you, Jesus, you were always on time. They call him Jesus, nobody but Jesus. How I love, I love to call your name. They call him Jesus, nobody but Jesus. Every day, Lord, I know you. Maybe see that.